Hey everyone, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive?
Always.
Awesome. So today we're tackling this this grounding with Google search thing.
Yeah.
It's a lot to unpack.
It is.
So we've got articles from all over the place, developer blogs from both Google and OpenAI, even some opinion pieces already. It's getting kind of heated out there.
Oh yeah.
So let's try to break it down, figure out, you know, how it works, what it means for, you know, searching for information online and all that.
Right.
Okay, so from what I've gathered, it's basically Google search getting a massive AI upgrade. Like they're taking their, you know, giant search engine and turning it into the brains of their AI Gemini.
Yeah, essentially they're giving Gemini access to real-time information, which is pretty huge.
Okay, so back up for a sec. What exactly AS grounding with Google search, and why is it such a big deal?
Well, think about it this way. Imagine you asked an AI from like a couple years ago, who won Wimbledon this year?
Right.
It wouldn't have a clue, right?
Yeah.
Because its knowledge was like frozen in time.
Right.
But this new feature, it changes that. Hmm. Now, when you ask Gemini something that needs like up-to-date info, it could actually pull the latest information straight from Google search.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so no more AI making stuff up.
So you're saying no more of those, what do they call them, AI hallucinations?
Exactly.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
I think that Wimbledon example was actually in one of the Google blog posts, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It's a pretty clear illustration of, you know, the difference this makes.
But isn't OpenAI doing something similar with ChatGPT search?
They are. They're calling it SearchGPT.
Right, SearchGPT. But Google's Google. They've got this massive search engine already, so it's not like they're playing catch-up or anything.
Right.
They're using what they're already good at in a whole new way.
Exactly. And that's why a lot of people are saying this could be, you know, a game changer for the whole search landscape.
Yeah, one article I read even said search as we know it might become a thing of the past. That's a bit dramatic, don't you think?
It might sound dramatic, no. But think about it. Instead of, you know, typing in keywords and then scrolling through pages and pages of results, you're having a conversation with an AI that can actually understand what you're looking for.
Okay, yeah, I see what you mean.
And it's not just giving you answers. It's actually showing you where it gave that information from, like with citations and everything.
Whoa, hold on. Citations, like actual footnotes.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's a whole new level of transparency for AI. It's like it's showing its work.
Yeah.
Which is actually, you know, pretty cool. One of the articles even mentioned that this could make people trust AI more.
It's a good point. Mm-hmm. One of the biggest criticisms of AI has always been this black box problem.
Right. You put something in, you get something out, but you have no idea what happened in between.
Exactly. But with these citations, it's like opening up that black box and actually seeing, you know, the gears turning, the connections being made.
Yeah, I get it. And for publishers, this could be huge, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I mean, instead of fighting for, you know, the top spot on a Google search page, they could get traffic from people clicking on those citations, like within the AI's answers.
It's like a direct line to their content.
Exactly. Didn't OpenAI actually say something similar in their announcement for ChatGPT search?
They did. They emphasized how their search connects people with original content on the web, making it part of the conversation. It's pretty interesting that both Google and OpenAI are highlighting this benefit for publishers.
But let's be real, there are always two sides to every coin, right?
Of course.
One of the articles I read brought up some concerns about bias in search results. You know, how do we make sure that the AI isn't just perpetuating existing biases?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Search algorithms aren't perfect, and even with all this, you know, fancy AI tech, we still need to be aware of potential biases. It's a challenge that everyone working on AI search is grappling with right now.
It's a bit like teaching a kid to do research, right? You got to show them how to evaluate sources, think critically, and not just blindly trust everything they read.
Right.
Speaking of which, how does this whole grounding thing actually work? I mean, it mentions something about a scoring system, which sounds, you know, pretty technical.
It is, but it's actually pretty clever. Imagine the AI is like a super smart librarian.
Okay.
When you ask a question, it first decides if it actually needs to go, you know, digging through Google search to find the answer.
Right. Not every question needs that.
Exactly. If you ask for a joke, it doesn't need to, you know, fact check every punchline.
True, true. So how does it know when to, you know, hit the Google search button?
That's where the scoring system comes in. It basically analyzes your question and gives it a score,
yeah,
based on how much it would benefit from, you know, real-time information.
Right.
And the developers, they set a a cutoff point.
Right.
And if your question scores higher than that, bam, the AI goes searching for the most up-to-date answers.
Okay, I'm picturing this little AI librarian like racing through the digital stacks, grabbing the perfect website to answer my question.
Yeah, something like that.
But does it just like hand over the whole website to the AI and say, good luck with that?
No, it's way more sophisticated than that. It actually picks out the most relevant bits of information, kind of like a super-powered highlighter.
Oh, okay.
And then it feeds those bits to Gemini. And then Gemini takes all those nuggets of knowledge and, crafts a response that actually makes sense, complete with those citations, of course.
So it's not just finding the information, it's understanding it and then explaining it in a way that, well, in a way that makes sense to us humans.
Exactly. And that's where the real power lies. It's not just about access to information anymore. It's about making sense of it all.
That's pretty amazing when you think about it. You know, one thing that really struck me in those articles was the potential impact on publishers. We talked about them getting more traffic from citations, but could this also shake things up for those who, hide content behind paywalls?
That's a fascinating question, and it's one that that publishers are definitely thinking about.
Imagine if the AI could read an article, even one behind a paywall, and then like summarize the key points for you.
Right.
It wouldn't replace the full article, obviously, but it could give you a good idea of what it's about without you having to, subscribe.
It could change the whole game.
That would be a major shift. Kind of like getting a sneak peek into the VIP area before deciding if you want to pay or the, for the full experience.
Great
It's
analogy.
almost like AI is becoming this like ultimate information broker.
It kind of is. And that really highlights the potential for disruption that this technology brings. We're not just talking about, tweaks to search. We're talking about a fundamental change in how we access and consume information.
Wow. Okay, we've covered a lot of ground here, from AI librarians to sneak peeks into paywalled content. I'm already seeing how this grounding thing could change, everything.
It's a lot to process.
It is. But before we get ahead of ourselves, let's take a quick pause to, digest all this. When we come back, we'll explore what this could actually mean for you, the everyday user. So don't go anywhere. All right, so we're back and ready to unpack, well, all this AI-powered search stuff, what it means for, for you,
Right.
because it's, well, this tech is moving so fast, it's hard to keep up. But there was one thing from those articles that really caught my eye. It mentioned that ChatGPT's traffic has already overtaken Bing.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Is that a sign of things to come? Are we all going to be chatting with AI instead of, Googling things soon?
It's definitely a signal that that things are changing. I mean, people are really drawn to this, conversational aspect of AI search. It feels more natural, more intuitive.
Yep.
And when you combine that with the power of real-time information, like from Google search, well, it's a pretty compelling combination.
It's funny. I remember when voice assistants first came out, everyone was so skeptical.
Right?
Now I ask Alexa to like set timers and play music without even thinking about it. Could this be a similar situation where we're all just going to be talking to our AI search buddies in a few years?
It's certainly possible. I
Right.
mean, it makes you wonder what happens to, those of us who grew up with like Google as the be-all and end-all of finding information.
Right.
It's a pretty big mental shift to go from keywords and links to, just asking a question and getting a comprehensive answer.
Yeah, I'm already feeling that shift, to be honest. Like sometimes I catch myself trying to phrase a question in a way that I think Google will, understand
Yeah.
instead of just like asking it naturally like I would to a person. It's almost like I'm, unlearning old habits.
Exactly. And that raises a really interesting question for, content creators and, well, the whole world of SEO. Like, if people are asking questions instead of typing in keywords, does that mean all those traditional SEO tactics become obsolete?
Oh, that's a great point. Like, if AI is understanding the intent behind our questions, then cramming keywords into articles might not be as effective anymore. It's almost like AI is forcing us to be, more human in how we create and share information online.
Yeah, it's a really interesting way to put it. Like, instead of trying to outsmart the algorithm, we have to focus on actually providing value to the user, creating content that's clear, concise, and actually, genuinely answer the questions that people are asking.
So it's less about playing the SEO game and more about, well, creating content that actually makes sense. It almost feels like a return to the basics, but with this like supercharged AI twist.
It's like AI is reminding us that the goal of the internet is to connect people with information, not just to, rank websites. And with this this grounding technology, it's doing that in a way that's, well, more powerful and intuitive than ever before.
Okay, but hold on. Before we get too carried away with, all the positive possibilities here, we can't ignore the challenges.
Right.
We talked earlier about bias in search results, but what about the accuracy of the information itself?
Right.
Even with grounding, isn't there still a chance that the AI could, pull information from an unreliable source?
Absolutely. That's a really important point. And it highlights the fact that even with, all this amazing tech, critical thinking is still essential. Just because an AI gives you an answer doesn't mean you should just, blindly accept it as fact.
It's like having a really smart friend who, sometimes gets things wrong. You
Right.
still value their opinion, but you also know to, double check things, especially if it's, something important.
That's a great analogy. And it speaks to the fact that we need to develop, well, new skills to navigate this, this AI-powered world. It's not just about learning how to use the tools, but also learning how to evaluate the information that that they provide.
So even though AI can, help us find answers faster and more efficiently, it's still up to us to determine whether those answers are actually valid. It's almost like, AI is putting the responsibility back on us, the users, to be discerning, to be critical.
Exactly. And that brings us to a really crucial point, which is that while AI has this amazing potential to, revolutionize how we search, how we consume information, it also comes with the responsibility to use it wisely.
This all feels very with great power comes great responsibility kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It's exciting to see, how this tech is evolving, but it's also a little daunting to think about, all the potential consequences, both good and bad.
It's a double-edged sword,
For sure.
for sure. But I think the key is to approach it with a sense of curiosity, a sense of caution, to be aware of, both the opportunities and the challenges that that AI presents.
Listening to all this makes me wonder what the, what the long-term impact will be, not just on how we search for information, but on, how we think, how we learn, even how we interact with each other. It feels like we're on the cusp of something really, really big.
We are, and that's what makes this whole, conversation so fascinating. And a little bit unnerving, to be honest. We're witnessing like the birth of a new era of information access. And it's hard to predict exactly where it will lead us.
Well, one thing's for sure, this deep dive has definitely given me a lot to think about. But before we, spiral into existential pondering, let's take a quick breather. When we come back, we'll wrap things up and leave you with some, final thoughts to chew on. Stay tuned. All right, we're back, ready to, wrap up our deep dive into grounding with Google search. And we've talked about, everything from AI librarians to the potential end of paywalls. I mean, who knows, right?
Yeah.
But there's one big question we haven't really tackled yet. What does this all mean for the future of search,
Yeah, is traditional search like on its way out?
Exactly. Remember that one article that said, oh yeah, we should be nervous because this thing is going to change everything. Pretty bold statement, but I mean, after everything we've talked about,
Like,
it's starting to feel, less like, hyperbole and more like a glimpse into what's coming.
yeah, I think it's safe to say that AI-powered search is going to have a pretty profound impact. And it's not just the technology itself, right?
Right.
It's the shift in user behavior that it's driving. People want a more natural way to, interact with information, a more conversational way. And that's exactly what AI is giving them.
It's like we're moving from a world of searching to a world of, asking.
Hmm.
Instead of trying to guess the right keywords or like decipher, these complex search results, we can just ask a question, like a normal person, and get a direct answer. It's almost like having a personal research assistant, right there at our fingertips.
Yeah, and that's incredibly powerful,
It
right?
is.
It democratizes access to information in a way that we've, well, never seen before. Like it removes all the barriers, the jargon, the complicated interfaces. It makes knowledge more, more readily available to everyone.
Well, what about the people who, create that information?
Oh, right.
The writers, the researchers, the experts who actually, make the content that fuels this whole thing, what happens to them in this new, AI world?
Well, that's a question that a lot of people are thinking about right now.
Rightfully so.
Yeah, I mean, some believe that, content creation models are going to have to like adapt instead of focusing on all those, SEO tactics, trying to game the system.
Right.
They'll need to actually prioritize creating, high quality, informative content that addresses people's needs. It's about shifting from a keyword-centric approach to a, well, a human-centric approach.
So less about manipulating the algorithm and more about actually, you know, being helpful.
Exactly.
It's almost like AI is forcing us to be more more genuine in our online interactions, not just as, you know, creators, but also as consumers of information.
Yeah, that's a really interesting way to put it. And it raises a, well, a bigger question about the role of, you know, AI in society. Is it just a tool? Or is it, you know, is it something more than that? Is it actually shaping us, influencing our behavior, maybe even changing how we think?
Whoa, okay. Those are some deep thoughts. We've gone from discussing a new Google feature to, like, pondering the philosophical implications of artificial intelligence.
It's a pretty wild ride.
It is. This deep dive has taken us on quite a journey.
It has. And that's what makes exploring these, you know, these emerging technologies so fascinating. They challenge everything we thought we knew. They push the boundaries of what's possible, and they really force us to, you know, confront these big questions about our relationship with technology and the future of information.
Well said. Well, as we wrap up this deep dive, I'm definitely left with a sense of, well, excitement, but also a little bit of apprehension, you know?
Yeah.
It's exciting to see how all these, you know, advancements are shaping the world, but it's also a little intimidating to think about all the unknowns that are still, well, out there.
I think that's a healthy perspective. It's important to approach these technologies with a sense of, you know, wonder, but also caution, to be aware of both the, you know, the opportunities and the challenges that that they present.
So to our listener, as you continue, you know, exploring this whole world of AI-powered search, remember it's a journey, right? Don't be afraid to ask questions, challenge assumptions, and, well, keep an open mind.
And remember that, you know, AI can be an incredibly powerful tool, but it's up to us, the humans, to guide its development and make sure that it's being used in a way that, well, benefits everyone.
Well put. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, everyone. Until next time, keep seeking, keep questioning, and keep diving deep into the world of, well, knowledge and technology.